This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Appetite, meet me at the appetite. You can't help it. You got to sing it.
I love this.
So good.
My kids love this too.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice in the morning. So we're doing a Disney cruise, you guys. It's a cruise for four. People rave about these Disney cruises. Like Jane, she comes back from these Disney cruises and she's like, oh my God, I just want to live on that ship. It's Jane. She doesn't have vocal fry like that. Disney cruise for four. All this week, you've got a chance to win this trip for four on the Disney Destiny. The Disney Destiny cruise. Here's how it works. And we do a lot of incredible contests this way. So you need the Odyssey app. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. If you have our free Odyssey app and you're logged in and listening to Alice, just do it for an hour a day. Hopefully you're going to listen for an hour anyway. You can do it throughout the day, a couple minutes here, 15 minutes there, 20 minutes there. It adds up to an hour. As soon as you hit that hour mark, you've got a daily entry. That's
or
all you.
Or turn that Mo Flicker on.
And leave it on.
Pull the knob off.
Rip the knob off.
That's another way to get entered.
Right. Just leave it on there. Every day that you listen for at least an hour, you get an entry to win this Disney cruise. Incredible. It's a whole trip for four, hotel and air, the whole thing. And set sail on a cruise on the Disney Destiny. I know, it sounds sexy, doesn't it? Destiny. Meet your soulmate on the Disney Destiny. So, if you were an actress and
yes.
you decided, I'm going to take some time off, I want to raise a family. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have done that. I sort of dropped out of the biz, had made some money. And then you, so... recently, you came back after, say, a 10, 11-year hiatus.
Right.
Would there be a lot of changes on the set?
I think there have been changes on the set. I think it has become...
massively different.
I'm incredibly sensitive in every way to the females that I'm around in not only the workplace, but I just told you, I was at my own house, at my own Super Bowl party, and... the little girls that are friends with my daughters that were over were in the hot tub. And I was like, can someone check on them? I don't want to be the one that does. It's just this weird, I get it. We're sensitive now. And I just don't want to be unknowingly walking into something where I'm like, I just wanted to check on the 6-year-old. But it turns out that one thinks I looked at her the wrong way or whatever. Like, nah.
Everyone is hyper aware.
No thanks. I don't need that in my life. So yeah, I think that the sets have changed. Probably dramatically.
Yes. So Cameron Diaz, she took 11 years off and she just recently did a movie called Back in Action. I want to say it's with Jamie Foxx. I think they might
that's
have been
the one
working
he had the,
on it.
The thing at.
Right. So that's it's out now. It's a Netflix movie.
Okay.
It's been out for a few weeks, I believe. But before she made the movie, she'd been gone for a really long time. And I'm sure she had her own stories, her own hashtag Me Too stories. And I'm sure she was aware of the movement, but she hadn't been on a set. So she basically says she missed the whole hashtag Me Too movement, as in she was, while she was aware of it, she wasn't experiencing whatever changes might happen on actual set. So she said it was a shock. And look, Cameron Diaz is a huge star. Like, I would think Cameron Diaz, while she may have had some of this stuff coming up and heard some of it, by the time you get to be the status that she was at with the big movies, like, you're calling your shots and you're at the top of your game. You're in demand. And so you probably experience a lot less of it. Although, man, some of the voices that spoke out, other huge voices. And
well, I know that there were some pretty big stars. Who's the Shrek-looking guy?
Oh, Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he was abusing very famous
huge
women.
Famous women.
So
yes.
Certainly you're not immune just because you've built a name for yourself. But yeah, I think in general, you're probably right.
That
she probably dealt with a lot less than someone.
As her career went on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure everybody, and I don't even necessarily think this just happens to women. I think when your dream is to do this thing and there are certain people who are holding your dream in their hand and they can crush it if they want to, you are not in a position of power. And so by the time you get to a position of power, either you figured out how to wrangle your way around it or you're broken and left by the wayside.
So did she say, like, it's a welcome change, or my butt felt lonely, no one pinched it? What was her opinion?
No, just that it was a huge change. She said it was actually shocking how different the vibe on sets is now. She said the industry is so different. I definitely have to say that hashtag Me Too changed everything. It's palpable. You walk onto the set and it's completely different. She said the level of security and safety you feel as a woman now on set is, I never felt this before on a film.
It's great.
I know. It is. It's wonderful. And I thought, well, sometimes things change slowly and they change around you. It's like being an aunt. The parents every day see that kid changing and growing. And,
oh, I see.
And you see that kid every, sometimes once a year. Maybe once a year, maybe even less than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have the memory of the way the thing was years ago. And then it's a shock to see how it's changed.
There are certain dream jobs, and absolutely acting is one of them. But also, we were watching the Super Bowl, and I'm sitting there with my buddy, and we're watching the game. And one of the coaches for the Chiefs, he goes bright red, and I won't even do it into the mic because I know it's going to blow your head. But he's just losing his, you know what?
Yeah.
He's at work.
Mm-hmm.
Those are his employees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is, in any other workplace in the world, completely, totally, pack your bags, dude. You got to leave right now.
Yeah.
You cannot. And in football, they're like,
apparently,
boy, that
you can.
That guy.
He's a tough coach.
Those players really made him mad. Like, it's their fault. But that's, and there's another dream gig where I guess it's acceptable to
verbal abuse is part of the party.
Absolutely. Lose your, you know what?
And you can be great and have done your part and you're still getting balled out.
So anyway, I there's still,
that's a really, really good point, Vinny. That is I don't think that's relegated to men's teams. I'm sure there's coaches who are screaming at women players. I mean, it's actually, I guess it's all part of that kind of sports mentality. What an interesting point.
Even our industry, like, the bosses used to yell and scream.
Bosses have calmed down a lot, I gotta say.
Because they understand. Well, yeah. Because corporate ownership has changed everything.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God. Who hasn't been told, you know, when I think of some of the stuff that I heard early in my career, I'm just like, oh my God, I would never put up with that today. And I don't know if it's because of the hashtag Me Too or just being older and being like, you don't get to talk to me like that. That's not how this is going to work. I quit. I'm going to go across the street. Smiles. Anyway, that's a fun convo.
So Cameron's Yeah, pleasantly she's surprised.
I love what you were saying. I'm totally like taken aback by what you just said, though. I'm going to spend time thinking about that. That's such a good point, Finn.
No, we were just talking about it Sunday. Look at that guy.
He is blowing his top. He's going to blow a gasket. He's going to bleed out on those dudes. You know, I actually was enjoying that so much that I didn't see it for the problematic behavior that it is.
Yeah, those guys are at work.
I did not feel bad for them at all. And so when he was yelling, you talking about the guy with the white hair and the big red sweatshirt and the glasses? Is that the guy?
He's the coach of the defense.
Oh, okay. So not the main coach.
No. Actually,
well, I'm sure he yelled too.
The main coach seems pretty reserved by comparison. This guy was losing his absolute you know what. And the camera, of course, found him and stayed right on him.
Okay, so from Cameron Diaz and the hashtag MeToo movement and the very interesting, thought-provoking, when I'm at work, I get screamed at by a dude who draws X's and O's on boards. Here is a story about Green Day.
I love Green Day.
We all love Green Day. Green Day is so much more than a little pop punk band. Like for me, they're just, I love them. I think that their music is great. I've never seen American Idiot, but that's certainly an incredible accomplishment. Like that's, I don't really think about it that much, but when you know, these are guys who, they wrote a stage show. It's incredible.
Oh, I think Billy's prolific.
And now they're producing a coming of age comedy inspired by their own early days of touring in a van, and it's a movie. It is called New Year's Rev, and it stars someone named Mason Thames. Can you pull some pictures of these guys up? Mason Thames from The Black Phone, which I
don't know that at all.
I feel like I did see this. I think it's a movie. It's like a horror movie. And then it's Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey from The Office. Well, let's see this kid. So it's a movie.
This is going to be Billy. This guy's playing Billy Joe.
No, this guy's just playing a random. They've written a movie. Like there's a movie that their production company is putting out. So this guy looks really young, considering that the other two stars on this. Oh, he's in How to Train. He's the kid in How to Train Your Dragon. The live action one.
The ads look epic.
That is one of the CG one. I don't know that it even needed to be redone. It's one of my faves, and I can't wait to see this one. I don't know why. And then The Black Phone looks like it is a horror movie. I feel like I saw that. Anyway, this kid, his name is, I'm going to guess Mason Thames. It's T-H-A-M-E-S, like the river, Thames, Mason Thames, or whatever, from The Black Phone. And then Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey from The Office. The movie follows three best friends. So I'm guessing that Angela and Jenna aren't in the band. They must be the moms or something, right? They can't be in this because this kid is a kid. So the movie follows. This is the story of the movie. Three best friends pile into a van and head to LA because they mistakenly think they're opening for Green Day at a New Year's Eve concert.
Oh, okay.
Billy Joe Armstrong says, van days rule. You'll drive all night on no sleep and then play a show for 10 kids in a basement of a friend of a friend's house 50 miles east of anywhere you've ever heard of. But you'll do it again because you're doing it with your bandmates to become your family. And it's unlike anything you've ever known. It's electric. Let the music and mischief ensue. Billy, come on the show and talk about it. All these freaking years, Green Day, none of you have come on the show.
I've heard him talk about how there were times they were spending the night wherever they could spend the night, like not in the van, but at people's houses.
Wherever.
That is commitment to a goal.
I do not have any additional info on this as far as when we're thinking this is going to come out. They are saying, though, it is in production. This is the first I've heard of it. I'm looking to see if there's any kind of teasers or any, I'm really not seeing that. So this is my, I'm going to follow this and I'm going to set up notifications. And if I get anything from this, again, it's called New Year's Rev and Green Day. Turns out they have a production company and they're producing a movie. Because of course they do. It's a coming of age comedy. Okay, Green Day. I love this though. Here's the pitch. Billy Joe walks into a movie exec's office and says, three best friends pile into a van. Let me try it again. Three best friends pile into a van and head to LA because they think they're opening for Green Day at a New Year's Eve concert. They're not. Like, you'd go, okay, so Green Day's in it. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll I would, yeah. It's anyway, Green Day.
There's that. So excited.
Honestly, there was a point where you just go, Green Day can't possibly top their last album. And then they did
it. And then every time they do.
Right.
Or, so, you know what's funny about it too is whenever they put out a new record, I just put it on, listen to it a bunch of times, and I'm like, yeah, there's four songs there that I'm adding to like the things about Green Day that rattle through mm-hmm. my head. And they're not trying to blow your mind. They're just making the music that
they're doing what they do.
Right. They're doing what they do. Ah, so good. Do you remember way a long, long time ago? And there was a little boy named Johnny Fairplay.
Yes.
On Survivor. And he tricked everyone.
He had one of the best moments on TV only to not have a second act.
Oh, like, yeah. No, that was it. He really,
like, right. That was such an epic moment and so freaking funny and cool and such a good move that he'd planned the whole thing out and was ready to go with it. And then just flopped after that.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm pretty sure Jeff Probst, the guy that, I bet you he's like, don't let that guy anywhere near this island. Like, bomb his plane if he's headed this direction. Like, they hate that guy now.
Yeah.
Because he came back for season two, and didn't he just walk off?
I believe he did.
He quit, right?
Yes. I don't remember that part. What I do, this is really the one thing I remember about this dude is that he, at one point, when they did the longer version, they don't really do the family stuff anymore. You might get a letter from your family, but they used to do this whole thing where the family would come and you do a challenge together and some of them would get to go back to camp with you. And his brother or cousin runs out. And they've clearly said, we find out after the fact that they've set up this thing where he's like, how's grandma? Grandma's dead, bro. Grandma died. And then he breaks into these huge crocodile tears mm-hmm. and like the outpouring of love from the fellow castmates. Like, it works in his favor. And then they cut to him in the, you know, sitting on a stump off on the side where they're doing their diary pieces. And he's like, grandma's fine. My grandma's
so good.
It was good. It actually made you think, oh, this guy, he's a real player. Like, that's an incredibly clever thing to have come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it. That was his one thing. Johnny Fairplay, my grandma's dead for real this time. Rest in peace, Johnny Fairplay's grandma. It's been 20 more years. His grandma's name is Ellen Jean Hauser. She became as famous as he was. He would take her everywhere with him.
Oh, this guy's I'm looking at it and it goes, it's Danville, Virginia. So, it's
yes,
Danville.
Right. There are apparently more than one. I mean, our Danville.
I was just other like, Danville. What? He's from here? Oh, no, Virginia. Okay, never mind.
So, Ellen Jean Hauser died last Friday. At a place in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And the cause of death was kidney failure. But she lived another 22 years after he said that she died while he was on Survivor.
It says here he's twice competed on the reality competition TV show Survivor, coming in third place on the seventh season and coming in last place on the 16th season.
Oh, did he just ditch out right away as soon as he got there?
He pulled like a full blown quit.
Oh.
And I can't remember if it was because he like missed his girlfriend or something.
I read that he had a jaw injury before he'd gotten there and they wouldn't give him any. He couldn't take pain medicine. So that's why he says that's why he asked to be voted out.
Hmm.
Okay.
By the way, dead grandma was like the theme of these people's lives, the rest of their lives. It's what he was famous for. Mm-hmm. He bought his grandma a car. It looks like some mid-sized Chevy. And the Virginia plate on it is dead grandma.
Oh, cute.
Dead GMA.
Well, now it's real.
And let's see here. The Oscars are coming up. I think they're March 2nd. I don't remember all the dates on this somewhere. Oh, there they are. Yep. They're streaming on, they'll simultaneously air on ABC and stream on Hulu on March 2nd. And it looks like they're going to open with a Wicked medley led by Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. Despite the songs not being eligible for Best Original Song. They're like, we don't care. You made a movie. And I think they are both nominated in the acting categories. Interesting that they're eligible to be nominated as actresses, but none of the... Oh, maybe because they're not original songs.
Hmm.
Right? Because they're from a stage show. I don't know. I have no idea. You're right. Okay. It does seem like that must be some tricky rule. Okay, so that's something to look forward to when the Oscars happen. That'll be really fun. And what's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Major red flag after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Tuesday. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. February's pest of the month, rodents.
Yo.
Whether rats or mice, ATCO Pest Control can remove them without poison and seal your home. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. For promotions and keep your space rodent free for good.
I like it.
ATCO, ATCO, ATCOPestControl.com. Check them out over there.
On the online.coms.
Right.
That's where all the good things are.
Mostly clear right now.
Yeah,
blue skies overhead. There will be clouds stacking up later today and rain in the evening hours. And that's similar for, well, I don't know if we'll get the sun back, but not going to be heavy rain until it looks like Thursday.
Mm.
Here in the city, fine city of San Francisco.
Hello.
This weekend, there's a quite a bit going on. Two of the events worthy of mention here specifically are the Chinese New Year Parade at 5 p.m. on Saturday night, and the NBA All-Star events start Friday through Sunday. And that's going to be star-studded.
All kinds of different stuff, huh?
Uh-huh. You can find that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Maddie put up all the stuff, right?
Right on.
Right. There's that.
Right.
It's official. The government is going to stop making new pennies.
Oh, oh my goodness. When is this happening?
They've killed it, the penny.
So that's it. No more mints or minting.
They've directed the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies because they cost more than a penny to make.
Well, there is a lot of money we'll be saving right off the bat.
The quote is, for far too long, the United States has minted pennies which literally cost more than 2 cents. It's wasteful. Mm. Let's rip the waste out of our great nation's budget. Even if it's a penny at a time.
Yeah. And luckily, no one's going completely bananas in Washington right now. So this is just going to be a standalone money saving thing that's happening and everything's going to be fine.
Now, here are a couple problems as we move away from pennies.
Okay.
Experts say
pennies.
Now we're going to need more nickels. Also losing money on.
Okay, how about we get rid of let's everything get rounded to a quarter.
According to the Mint, each nickel costs 13, almost 14 cents to make.
Oh my God. This is ridiculous. Like, seriously.
Now the problem with pennies as versus nickels, and this isn't in the story, but I did read this at one point, is that pennies disappear at an alarming rate, whether they're thrown into...
No one cares about pennies!
Whether they're put in a jar, and then that jar never gets turned into anything other than a dumb thing in the garage that no one ever cashes in.
Right.
Like, it's pennies end up in drawers.
On the street. I feel like I see pennies every time I turn around. Somebody's throwing a penny away.
So they
had
to keep minting them because they end up in...
Now, quarters, I'm going to hang on to. Oh, someone took my quarter. I've had a quarter here for like a year. It's gone.
And now it's gone, huh?
Yeah. Oh!
You found it.
I found it. This is mine and Dibs. Dibs from the game.
Hi, Dibs. We miss you, buddy.
We move it around on...
Why doesn't he talk to us anymore?
He does afternoons, so we don't see him.
Yeah, he can still talk to us, though.
Well, I mean, you want to text him?
I know what it is.
What is it?
They had a baby.
Well, the baby's like two now.
That baby's two?
Yes. You talking about the little girl he had like 2 years ago?
That baby is two now.
Yes. Well, let me ask how old it is. It's got to be 2 years old.
I don't believe it for a second.
All right, hold on. I'm going to tell Dibs that you're missing him.
It might be a year, but not two. No way.
Dan Dibley, how old is
your... You got Dibs' number?
Yeah.
Ah.
I've known that guy for... 30 years, practically. How old is your kid now? The new one, right? Doesn't he have kids with someone else?
Yeah, we don't want to know about his 30-year-old.
How old is your kid now? And Vinny misses you. Please swing by.
Anyway, the penny, it's out. Pennies, they say a large percentage of them don't remain in circulation. People don't value them. They all get stashed in drunk drawers.
Drunk drawers.
Junk drawers.
All right. Really prefer drunk drawers.
They fall on the ground and people don't even bother to pick them up.
Oh, God, my drunk drawers fell on the ground and all my pennies are gone.
You know, the junk drawer.
Yes. We all have them. At least one.
They are the absolute worst thing.
No, you're crazy. That's the first place I look.
With garbage so fast, and then you can't find anything in there. And truly, where do the scissors go? Because they don't end up in the junk drawer. They end up somewhere else.
Yeah. You need more pairs of scissors, that's all.
But they get absorbed into the home and disappear.
It is weird. Like, clean out your toy boxes. That's where all the stuff is.
Yeah, I guess.
Because everything gets tossed into those. Oh, we're going to clean this room up? Grab the toy box or the toy bin.
The timing on this next story is unfortunate because we did have a loss here at the Alice family just this morning. But cat and dog owners are currently freaking out over reports that their pet's microchip might not work anymore.
Oh, really?
A Texas-based chip company called Save This Life went under and didn't tell anybody. If you scan one of their chips right now, it's not linked to anything, so there's no way anyone would be able to contact you. So this is something...
Oh, my God.
Like, Ripley, our dog at home, does not have a chip. So, and we're just like, you're going to stay with us. That's all there is to it. The end.
Right. Like, and she stays on her leash. She's not biting you.
Right. And she's not one of those, like, there are dogs that try to escape.
Yeah.
Like,
or if they see that the front door's open, they're out.
They're a DoorDasher. Right.
And then they take off. Like, I never understand. Like, what are you doing? This is where the people you allegedly love
the
live.
The free food is right here.
What is so important out here? And why can't you ever come back when I'm calling you?
You dingbat.
God, why are dogs so dumb?
I don't know.
Anyway, go on.
The American Animal Hospital Association keeps a central database of all the chip numbers, but pets registered through Save This Life aren't in it anymore.
Oh, my God.
The good news is your pet's microchip is fine. You just have to re-register it through another company.
Oh.
Again, Save This Life went under. That's the Texas-based chip company. They just went under. And didn't tell anybody. So everybody with that brand or company's chip.
It was widely distributed?
I guess so.
Jeez.
So you'll be able to re-register the chip through another company. Some will do it for free. Some will charge you $20.
Whatever. It's, you know, worth it to actually be able to get your animal back.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you have. That's your safety. That's right. The thing is if they end up lost and they get and a vet gets them, they can check it and go, oh, this pet belongs to Vinny.
Right.
We would just call the guy and have him come pick up the dog.
Right.
So anyway, that is a really important little piece of info for you if you're a person. Save This Life went under. They are a Texas-based chip company.
Animal chip.
Microchip company. And they do dogs, but they're not there. The whole database is gone.
Good to know you can re-register, though.
Yes.
Dan Dibley, checking in. Dibs. The baby is 2.5.
What?
And he misses you as well and would like to come on sometime.
What?
Yes. Time.
That baby is
2.5. Yeah. I'm going to tell him to send a picture.
If they're having another one.
Send a pic. Will you be having more?
It's like the worst question you can ask when someone's just overwhelmed
under a 2.5-year-old, right?
And then you're like, oh, well, when's the little brother or sister coming along? Well, who, why, what?
Well, I told him, Vinny wants to know.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Great.
That kid is so, you know, it's cute. That kid is cute. I'm a little worried for her because she looks exactly like Dibs.
Yes, very much so.
But she's like the cutest baby, cutest little kid. But she looks like Dibs, so uh-oh.
She's going to do great.
Yep, she'll be right.
You're not saying Dan Dibley's not a good-looking guy? What are you saying?
No, I'm saying Dan Dibley's not a good-looking girl. That's what I'm saying.
Don't say that.
It's just weird to see a little girl with Dan Dibley's face. Like, oh, no, that's
definitely has Dibs' eyes. Yep. Yep.
I'm a big fan of his, so let's, I'll try to get him on.
I love listening to him.
He's great.
He's great.
He works on The Game down the hall, 95.7 The Game.
Our little brother station.
It's sports, though. Sports, all sports.
The JoJo
They'll never
show.
Take your song requests.
No.
They're not going to do that. Nope. Well, actually, we don't either, but you know.
Yeah. And they rant and rave like they, you know, that Shasky guy in the mornings, he picks a topic and will not let go of it. Every time you pass him in the hall, he wants to know your opinion. It hasn't changed since last time. That guy. Ooh.
Yeah.
Part of the job, though. Talk, blah, blah,
exactly,
blah.
Exactly. He's doing
exactly. I'm sure
exactly
people say that about us.
What they hired him to do.
Take it away from those people.
Valentine's Day is this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think by now everyone would know if they've got plans or if they're just going to stay home and watch the news.
What are you going to do?
Got
a date night or anything?
I don't know yet. I actually don't know yet, but I do know that if we can get someone to hang with the kids, we'll go out.
Okay,
and if we can't, then we won't.
Yeah.
We're still very much with little kids.
Yes, you are.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm flying to Boston for lobster.
Oh! Sounds great.
Oh my God, it does sound great.
I just realized we need to call Boston and warn the...
Or the lobster fisherman. She's coming back to town. Lobster shortages.
Hide your kids. Hide your lobsters.
Cause a price spike.
At least 10 of you are getting savaged hard.
I know. And then let New York know I'm coming for your pizza.
Oh, that's after.
Yeah, we're going to take the train down.
Oh.
Yeah. It's fun. We did that one other time.
And then you'll see your boys.
See the boys just for one night. And then I'm going to go see my dad. And my mom, of course.
Oh, you're flying to Florida.
I'm going to fly down to
Florida.
From New York. From New York. And see, you know, I'm doing the, you know.
Sheesh.
Well, the guy's 85 years old.
No, I understand.
I need to see him as much as I can.
But that's only, it's only a week.
It is. Yep. We're squeezing in a lot.
All right. And two of the trips. You've already got your menu planned.
Yes. My mom will take us someplace yummy, I'm sure.
Oh, all right.
She knows. She knows we like to eat.
Mom's not into cooking anymore.
She can still cook. She can't see that well anymore. Yeah, she had that stroke a while ago. I told you, a little mini stroke.
I know, but I didn't know that her vision didn't
return.
Yeah,
really, she makes her, you know, the iPhone's great. It reads her text to her, and she just voice, you know, input stuff.
Yes, that does end up being my 6-year-old who can't really spell just talks to it.
Right.
When it needs
spelling.
When she needs to.
Who needs that?
Look something up.
Right. Hit the microphone.
Yep.
You know, I actually feel like in some ways that'll be one of the saving graces of this technology, because even though no one will have to spell or read or write anymore, they'll be able to use a phone if they need to call a restaurant.
Hmm. All right.
Because you just say, do it like you're talking to AI. What's the big deal? Hello, I'm looking to have a table for two tonight.
Hold, please. Oh, what do I do?
What does that mean? What does that mean? Just hang out. Just hold. Hold on.
There's music.
39% of Americans said they plan to celebrate Valentine's Day this year. 45 do not. 45% of Americans not going to celebrate Valentine's this year.
We wouldn't have. We never do.
Men are more likely to say they are celebrating.
Oh,
and younger adults are most likely to say they aren't sure if they'll have a Valentine this weekend.
Oh.
So that's the mad scramble.
Right. Well, and men, you know, the effort on a Valentine's Day, I think, does mostly come from men because they have a sexual drive. I don't know if you guys have heard of this, and they really want some action. And so they know flowers and a chocolate heart, things of that nature might actually pave the way.
I honestly, I mean, I'm very young. I
yes, that is
that
true.
Out there
right.
First. I'm very young, but I can't think. And I had a weird sort of worry about catching diseases. So I'm not, but honestly,
you
I
didn't
can't,
get the kind of action you feel like you could have gotten.
I had a lot, yes. I left a lot on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I wish, well, that's another
that
story
you hadn't left it
entirely.
All on the
yeah.
Table.
But I don't think I've ever like asked someone out on Valentine's Day hoping that I would get Nook.
Uh-huh.
I think it was either I'm hanging with a girlfriend.
You didn't seem like a one date kind of guy either.
I end
like
up
you,
liking people, yeah. And then you I just want to hang with them.
Right.
Yeah, I don't really. And I wish the stick and move was more natural for me, because that would be really.
That's one way to tear through a state.
A much better move, isn't it, Sarah?
It is. Yeah.
Or a grouping of states.
Sure, a state cluster. Man, just getting a touring band. It throws itself at your feet. And you
hello,
know,
New England.
Hello, New England. I'll be back this weekend.
Hide your boys. Hide your lobsters.
She's coming for them all. She's so young and hot.
Here's your red flag story.
Oh, yes. Tell me.
Tell me what this means to you.
Okay. Is this a red flag? Is that the question?
Police in Wisconsin arrested a 22-year-old woman named Kaylee Brantner.
Okay.
After she stabbed her boyfriend in the neck during an argument about their wedding venue.
Oh.
The boyfriend claims Kaylee was the aggressor and that she got out of control when the conversation got heated and he was trying to leave out the back door when he felt pain in his neck, as in she got him from behind. Kaylee claims it was self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
She picked up the knife because she was scared. She said the stabbing happened when she put her hands up and he was coming towards her. There's no indication that the boyfriend's injury is life-threatening. It also sounds like the police believe his version of the story. Of course, the stabbing in the back of the neck might be their first clue that he was leaving when he got it in the back of the neck.
Man. Where do you have to be mentally to stab someone in the someone that you're marrying in the neck? Where do you have to be? Like, who is this? Like, where is this 22-year-old coping mechanisms? Like,
well,
is this a red flag? Yes, Vinny, it is a red flag. It's a giant, huge, waving, snapping in the wind red flag. I'm a red flag. If these two wind up together, they deserve each other, but they won't. I mean, they won't.
I hope they don't.
I
understand that I'm not excusing her in any way, but I do understand the whole wedding thing in general.
Oh, the stress, yes.
Is just a tense, I don't want to call it a nightmare because, of course, it's joyful and the once in a lifetime joy all
you
should experience.
You don't get enough credit.
But. Come on, you can't marry that lady. You just can't.
Well, hopefully she's going to jail. I mean, stabbing someone in the neck feels like attempted murder to me.
Yes.
So, giant red snapping flags and the police. I feel like don't let her go. She's a stabber.
I don't know if I'm about to say a bad word, so be ready on the dump button.
All right.
707 says, lobster in Boston, pizza in New York, Buchan Munch in Florida.
Buchan Munch? Never heard of it.
Look it up.
Spell it.
B-U-C-C-A-N. Buchan, right?
Yeah, okay.
Munch. I really hope we're not being...
I really hope so, too. I don't know what Buchan Munch is.
408 says, bleep is so expensive now. We're staying home and doing nothing for Valentine's Day this year.
Yeah. Life has gotten really expensive.
There's a in Palm Beach, there's a sandwich shop named Buchan.
Oh, we're not going to be anywhere near Palm Beach.
That.
Okay. Mm. Well, you got your plug. Ding, ding. Shame on us.
415 says, OMG, Vinny, we have the hidden monster eating our scissors in this house too. Drives me insane. Mm. I literally bought 6 pairs from Amazon because I'm so sick of not having them when I need them. Scissors and socks. It's a mystery.
There must be kids in that house. It's the only answer.
Sharpies, those go away.
You know, I've never really had those problems.
Scissors.
Because in almost every room, there's a little basket of things that I would use to cut or mend or do, like, every single room.
I just moved into my place.
Yes.
It's not that big.
You lost your scissors?
I've already lost my scissors. Yesterday, I had to use a knife for something because I couldn't find scissors, and I looked everywhere.
Get a coffee can, stick your scissors in that, put some pens, and all your Sharpies wind up in there. And then when you walk around the house, like, every, like, you know, twisty ties, it all goes, it's like a cylindrical junk drawer. where the scissors are sticking out the top.
Mm-mm.
Just get one of those little, the smaller coffee cans, not the 3 pound coffee cans, the 1 pound coffee cans. They're perfect.
Nobody gets coffee in a can anymore.
Just buy it, use it, and then now you've got the little receptacle you need.
You're
those
the
in
only
like every
person
room.
I know who drinks U-Ban.
And then I decoupage the outside of it, so it's all fancy. It has like little various themed out things on it.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Sure. You're welcome. Maybe I'll make you guys each one so you can have like a little scissor receptacle. I have a little thing of twine in each one. I mean, everything you could possibly need. Don't look at me like that. I'm very crafty.
What's coming up in the trash?
USA Today's annual ad meter poll. I don't like it. I think they're wrong.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.